here's a story from The World.
After 11 straight days of rockets and bombs, Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip reached a truce. Egypt helped broker the ceasefire agreement. President Joe Biden welcomed the deal.
I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy. My administration will continue our quiet, relentless diplomacy toward that end.
For that, President Biden is sending Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the region in the coming days. From Tel Aviv, The World's Ariel Osseran has the latest.
For the first time in nearly 2 weeks, people on both sides of the Gaza-Israel border woke up to quiet. Late last night, though, celebrations erupted across the Gaza Strip, in East Jerusalem, and in the West Bank. Thousands of people came out. They set off fireworks and some waved Hamas flags, cheering the militants who rule over Gaza for their victory over Israel. Hamas officials were quick to welcome the troops. Ezzat El-Rishik said, the battle ends today, but Netanyahu and the world should know that our fingers are on the trigger. For many civilians in Gaza, though, there's just relief that the fighting is over.
I took my kids out for a walk. We've been trapped for almost 12, 13 days now. So they just wanted some fresh air.
Asma Kaisi studies political science at Al-Azhar University in Gaza City. She spoke with me over Skype. She's got four kids and says it wasn't easy for them to see all of the destruction.
It's going to take some time, actually, to comprehend what's been going on because it hasn't been easy. And to some point, we still don't believe that we're still alive, actually.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke today and said the operation in Gaza succeeded by severely hurting Hamas.
If Hamas thinks that we're going to get a shot of rockets, he's wrong.
We will no longer tolerate any Hamas rockets, Netanyahu said, and we will respond with a different kind of force. Some Israelis wanted their military to do more damage against Hamas. But Miri Eisen, a retired intelligence officer with the Israeli army, says Palestinian militant groups in Gaza were clearly hit hard. And she says military achievements alone will not change the reality on the ground.
The Israeli policy has not changed. The Hamas policy has not changed. And I absolutely agree. This is a result of a policy that is containment when it comes to the Hamas ruling over the Gaza Strip.
Eisen says Israel needs to help with rebuilding in Gaza for the benefit of the 2 million Palestinians living there, but also to prove that Hamas doesn't really look out for their best interests.
If the international community, if the United States, as President Biden said, come in, reconstruct, build futures and homes, what the Hamas have never done in the 14 years that they've ruled there, they rule to terrorize Israel, this could bring a different future.
The details of the ceasefire agreement are still unclear. Hamas says it received guarantees that Israel will change its policies in East Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israeli officials say that is not true. But without any long-term ceasefire arrangements, it's hard to see how the two sides don't end up in another round of violence in the not-too-distant future. For The World, I'm Ariel Osseran in Tel Aviv.